Okay, everyone, welcome to another exhilarating episode of Not So Common Sense. So this is going to be something that I wanted to talk on, and my lovely wife was talking on earlier this morning. It dealt with prayer in schools. We were, you know, overhearing a conversation on the radio about this, you know, being Christians, you know, we own a Christian radio station, and they're talking about it. And they're, of course, as usual, Christians are mad that they took prayer out of schools and think that that was a thing that led to, you know, mass shootings. And no, that's not the case. You know, all because one happened does not mean that that happened the other one. There's no causation or correlation. You know, I took a shit on the toilet on 9/11, so that's the reason why the Twin Towers fell. No, it just happened to be that while I was taking a dump, the Twin Towers fell. Had nothing to do with those, you know, Saudis, because that's what they were. Had no idea you was taking a dump on the toilet that day. Hey, it is what it is. If you wouldn't have did it, the Twin Towers still would have fell. I know we like to believe like that movie The Butterfly Effect, where, oh, only thing I need to do is move this one rock over here to the left, and the whole entire world is changed completely different. Sorry, no.
Some aspects, maybe. Some aspects, no.
Exactly. A lot of time, no. Something that small, that insignificant, is not going to have that big of an effect on things. Really, you need to do something real meaningful to do some things. Oh, you know, I actually warned people about 9/11, jumped on the plane, and actually killed the Saudi terrorists. Well, yeah, that's definitely going to have something to do with it.
But anyway,
they were talking about prayer in schools, and we want to talk about it as well.
They was like, do you believe taking the Pledge of Allegiance out of schools? Well, they didn't take that. Well,
yeah, but they talked about that.
You kept the pledge of allegiance, but you took prayer out of school, which that's what we need, prayer in school.
Yeah.
I can agree and disagree on that, because they got a whole bunch of stuff in school now that they do. It is like, it's like filler. I hate to say that, it's like filler. Now, we're in the city of Baltimore.
Yeah, to be in Baltimore.
And the school district that I was in.
Mm-hmm.
They do this meditation, where they get the kids up, they do little breathing exercises and what to have you and what to not. And
a little breathing exercise and then do
okay,
that.
Cool, whatever.
Yeah, because that's what they do now. Yeah, because they did that in my school that I was at in Baltimore County as well. What a kindergarten.
Now, I don't know if this is for this school anywhere else.
Meditation or try to get them to breathe and shit.
It is called the class game break or whatever, where the class play a game. And it's just, it's like.
Or things like that, because they used to put on a little yoga video.
Y'all do the little
breathing exercise.
Y'all do the little pose, you know,
the little poses and breathing.
Yeah, what ahead.
Oh, so they did that too, huh? You want to sit on a remote?
Oh, shit.
Probably had to get up. We keep going.
But yeah. Now, mind you, okay, that's cool. But I believe also believe that can be a waste of fucking class time.
Exactly.
Now, don't get me wrong.
Keep going.
Don't get me wrong. It might work. It might be good. I'm not saying it ain't something that's not useful, but
right.
But a lot of that right there is full of class time.
It's just wasting class time. I'm trying to fill class time when, you know, you're done doing your thing. If you could get your work done.
It's just to do something, just to
preoccupy the kids. Huh?
Yeah, to bring them. Okay. Like I said, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm not saying it's a good thing.
Yeah.
But, so they implemented this new mindfulness stuff and all this old crap.
And that pretty much is the thing that took
place. Because this is the whole, this is a different thing where they're trying to be more positive for the kids and all this old extra stuff. It's not like when I was a kid. We didn't go through. Time to watch the meditation video. And we go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We had a little 5-minute break.
Right.
You can talk to each other. Just relax. Yeah, I mean, do nothing.
Right.
Then we get back to work.
Yeah, didn't have that, but.
So prayers. Yeah, if you want to say, well, that could be considered prayer. Now, some people don't meditate, so why I want my child to be taking meditation? So it's like, oh Lord, you pick and choose your battles, okay?
Right.
Now, the whole reason, one of the whole reasons that they took that out is because prayer is different for everyone.
Exactly.
And it's different, different for everyone and different for each. Every different religions.
Right.
Now, Muslims pray different than Christians. Hinduism.
Yeah, Hinduism.
All that's different. Everybody. However they pray is different from each other.
Exactly. Everybody pray different.
So, when they say, well, we want to keep prayer in school, and everybody, this person from this religion said, if you're going to keep it, then you need to add my
version of prayer.
Then the other person said, because we don't accept it. Then you got to add this person's
version of prayer.
So then they were like, you know what? Let's just forget it. Since we can't agree, we just go take it out and nobody get to pray in school.
Yeah, and then you got to also remember you're dealing with children.
Right.
They take advantage of things.
Then what it is, also, you don't want a child that don't understand how you pray to make fun of
the way you pray.
And then you had people who are so-called, then it was a big thing was because it was the thing about which,
witchcraft.
Wiccan.
Yeah.
And that was the big thing. The Wiccan was like, well, if y'all can have Wiccan prayer.
And like I said, then you got some kids who may take advantage of it, you know. Well, since my prayer, that prayer can be elongated, and so it can last school time, taking time away from school and stuff like that. Because it happens, you know. We do know. We had, back when we worked at Woodstock Jaw Corps, you know, the kids would go down there. Don't forget they had the little church company or whatever, that little congregation or something come over there. And the only thing they went down there for was to eat pizza. Seriously. They didn't go down there for the lessons or anything else. They went down there for the pizza. Grab the pizza, eat the pizza, and then leave. So, yes, they'll eventually take advantage of it and say, all right, so now I'm Hindu because I saw that,
this way.
I saw Mark over there, you know, he get to take an extra 15 minutes from class time to do his prayer. So now I'm saying I'm Hindu and I'm taking 30 minutes for class. And, you know, Susie said, they taking about 30 minutes for prayer. I don't take 2 hours, you know, because they just don't want to do schoolwork. It can get,
and then you don't want the kid to be some jackass kid to be rude and make fun of.
And guarantee, and then you definitely 100% are gonna get that rude kid who's gonna pop up, make fun of people, you know, interrupt people during their prayer, you know, if certain things are needed for a student, they're gonna steal it just to bully them. It's like it's not needed. You had that jackass kid who doesn't really believe in it come in and try to do some satanic bullshit, right?
They Wiccan. They don't want to do their version.
You know, bringing dead corpses in there and saying, this is the way I pray, even though they don't even know what the hell they talking about. Half the shit is made up and they just want to bring a dead animal into there to scare everybody and mess with them.
So they just took it out of school.
Needs to be out.
And it's called separation state.
I'm about to say, and the biggest one is because the government should not be involved in doing it. Definitely in public school. Separation of church and state. If you want to go and have your kid have ability to pray in school, take your kid to a private school.
or take him to a school that offers that.
A Christian private school.
That offers that. That makes space for that. That makes exactly. time for that.
Take your kid to one that's for synagogue or whatever. Depending on how you worship. Other than that, it shouldn't be involved in schools anyway. Because it's going to be more of a cumbersome thing than anything else. You know, it's going to be very cumbersome and pretty much it's going to be a problem. No, I don't believe that taking prayer out of schools
fix anything.
You know, was the thing that caused problems. The thing that caused problems, especially the mass shootings, was the fact that we got rid of the assault weapons ban. Yeah. It's going to be
kind of... You want to know what caused the mass shooting? Is the fact that the access to these weapons.
Exactly.
That's what causes mass shooting. The lack of education about gun safety, gun control.
Exactly.
And the ability to get it when you want to get them.
Exactly.
That's what causes this whole thing about gun. It's not about, it's prayers out of school.
Because
it's the video games. True. Yes, everything has an effect. Yes. But yes, because Johnny plays the shoot 'em up game 15 hours a day.
But the problem
you is... think now Johnny got to be the one. Now Johnny thinks it's cool to go shoot. No.
But the problem is teaching
your child about the value of life, the yep. value of someone, knowing that that video game is not real, knowing that if you shoot someone and you kill them, that they don't get another, they don't spawn again.
Yeah.
So don't.
But the point is like you just said. But if you think that video games is the problem, then why are you allowing for them, these type of people who get affected by video games like that, who can't separate a video game from reality, who can't see that this controller, what? You drink?
Okay, get me some water. I said, me some water.
You know, I know. You gotta get me some more water too. But you can't tell me that person who can't separate. You
know, get some water.
Go get some water for us. You can't tell me the person that can't separate a video game from reality, and the fact that you're using
these violent movies.
Exactly. That's you looking at a literal screen and you're playing a game with a controller.
Or watching a violent movie.
You can't tell me that, since that person can't separate that from reality, that we should give them unlimited ammunition and the most deadliest of all deadliest weaponry that outclass our actual military. Wait, no. That person should have access to guns. Well, Trey, they're going to find it anyway. I'd rather them go through the most extraneous thing of trying to go into the black market, because I'm trying to tell people, that's not like you're going down the store, you know, go down the street. Oh, let me put in on, you know, on my phone, on my app, and on the map, and say black market, and it's gonna take me to the black market where I get a black market gun. That's not how it works. You don't go and get a gun from the black market. You can't just pop up tomorrow and get a gun from the black market. That's the reason why most, you know, mass shootings, and not regular shootings and homicides, are all done with, you know, legally owned weaponry. Right? It's all legally owned anyway. A lot of these criminals become criminals after they purchase the weapon. I mean, just think about yourself. If I'm planning on murdering somebody, let's say I'm planning on murdering my next door neighbor, am I going to steal a car, speed down the street at 100 so miles an hour, run over people, crashing into everything, get as much police attention as humanly possible, for me to find somebody with a gun, run into their home, steal their gun, and then run to the neighbor and kill them? No. Or am I going to go legally purchase a gun, get the ammunition for that gun as well, and then go to my next door neighbor and put a bullet in them?
Hmm.
I mean, what's the one going to be more easier for you? The one where you just break every law humanly possible, or the one where you just get what you need to get done?
And my thing is, we need to stop. I mean, yes, prayer is powerful. Yes, I
yes, it is.
And I agree that maybe if they did keep prayer in school, it might have some type of effect on some situations. But again, it's called separation of church and state.
Exactly.
You can. That's, we all know you cannot mix that together, you know, and because there are so many different types of religion.
Exactly.
And
people teach it different ways.
And people don't want us. And the whole point of not them taking it out, taking prayer out of school, is so they wouldn't offend anyone who didn't believe in that particular religion,
right?
Or who didn't believe in that particular practice.
Exactly.
So we won't offend no one. Let's go ahead and just remove that situation.
Y'all. Because, again, everyone's version of Christianity.
Just like they don't beat kids in school no more.
Exactly. I'm about to say. Thank you. I was literally about to get to that.
Because not everyone believes in spanking or beating a child.
You know, corporal punishment.
Corporal punishment is the right thing to do.
Exactly.
So.
Because they said, you know, they took prayers out of schools, now shooting happening. I can say they took beatings out of school and now what happened?
That's why, yeah.
You know, look at all the mass shooting. If you are afraid that your teacher will whoop your ass, literally pull your pants down and smack you on your ass, you know, you wouldn't be going out there shooting up people. Well, yeah, but then also, I don't want some pedophile teacher to unknowingly touch my kid.
And I don't believe in spanking, so I don't want no.
I can't person, say that.
I'm just saying, and I don't. I'm a parent that don't believe in spanking. I don't want you to hit my child because I don't hit my child.
I was literally about to say that. Then what about the just on the regular? You know, I never spanked my kid a day in my life. You know, and
I be
never had a problem.
I'm gonna be damned if I'm allowed you to spank me.
I'll be damned don't let some random person put their hands on my child.
The real reason we have a lot of this issue because we took out the village. We took away the village.
Exactly.
That's the problem. That is the problem. The village is no longer a village. And what I mean by that is that the community is there no more community.
Exactly, there's no more community. Like, you should have it
where though if you did something and the neighbor saw
it,
they got on you and then they took you to your parent
or
they told your parent and your parent got on you because they was mad at the fact that the neighbor got on you, the other neighbor got on you.
Exactly. And that's another thing too. The parents are now trying
to
be
say
more,
nothing to my child.
Exactly. More trying to be the best friend of the child, right, than the parent, and where now the teacher can say something about the child. You're saying, what you saying about my kid? I'm saying your kid's lazy, stupid, and don't want to stay in goddamn class, and his ass keep getting up and running out of goddamn class. Maybe you go and do your goddamn job as a parent and parent your child, then, you know, your kid will be able to stay in class. Now, that's what they're supposed to say. Now, what they do is, well, you know, he had a great day. You know, he stayed in class for 5 minutes. That's a record.
No.
No! I don't care if you say, well, you know, only thing school is doing is to create an outstanding worker. Well, you need to be an outstanding worker. You do. You need to be able to be an outstanding worker. Be able to be a cog in the system. Because eventually, you're going to be a cog in the system. Guess what? Hate to tell you this. Elon Musk, the richest man on planet Earth, is a cog in the system. You do know that, right? He a cog in the system.
Jeff Bezos,
clogging the system. If he wasn't, you were seeing right now, at this moment, Bezos be walking out with his dick out, just letting it fly, having sex with any person he want to grab. regardless of age, just take him whatever the hell he wants, just walk in and walk out. He's the richest man on the planet Earth. He can pay for everything. Anyway. But why ain't he doing it?
Because he know better.
Because he know better. He learned that it's best taught. To be. Yeah, he was learned and taught to be that cog in the system. Because the system we trying to run doesn't affect everyone. You don't do anything to, you know, interfere with people too much. You just interact with them just enough to get what you need, and they get what they need, and you leave. Mm-mm-mm. And you just keep doing that with everyone as much as we need.
Cody Rhodes signed a new WWE deal. Yay, whatever.
Yeah, he read up. So, it doesn't matter if, you know, you don't want to be a cognizant. I don't care about this, you know, stupid rebel mentality that you have. Because eventually, she's going to be a cog in the system anyway. Because that's what you're supposed to be. And if school is teaching you to do that more than anything else, okay. Yes, we can talk about things that should be taught in school. I don't care about the things that should be taught right now.
Things should be taught like how to wash clothes, how to cook food.
Yeah,
all
that's good and all, but right now, you also need to learn how to be a citizen and be able to sit down for more than 5 minutes without running out the goddamn class and eloping. Little Dominic, 10 years old, need to learn how to stay in class and not run the damn streets and all way and try to run all the way down the highway before his little white ass get abducted. Mm-hmm. And then you complain at us. Maybe you need to discipline him enough to tell him to sit his behind in class. I'm sorry, if I was a teacher there, I would have told him that. Well, his stupid behind keep running down there, and let me tell you, you can put it on there and you can get the cops too. Now tell their ass as well. I'm not going to keep chasing your child because you don't want to parent your child. Yes, you can say that I don't want to parent your child. You can come here, you can get everybody here, and I'll tell them the same thing. No, I call them bad parents because Dominic keeps running out the goddamn door and he can't sit down. He think he knows better, but he's 10 years old, don't know how the world works. You 10 years old, you've been here for only 10 years, bro. A decade. You don't even know how anything works. You're a little behind, gonna run down the highway, and I'm gonna let you get abducted. Because I'm not running after you. Because you have enough sense and enough in your head to know what you're doing. You know right from wrong enough. You know that you're not supposed to do it, but you do it anyway.
Yep.
And your parents don't discipline you enough to tell you not to.
So,
bye. I'm not chasing after you. You get the police involved, I'm gonna tell them the same thing. Well, hey, he does it every day. Literally every day. Matter of fact, I will bring his behind in, chase him down, get in my car, chase him down, snatch him up, and bring his behind into the building. And just the next 5 minutes later, he's running out the damn door.
Again.
Back down the highway. I'm not going to chase the kid. This is not daycare.
That's not in my job description to go chase Johnny down
the street. It doesn't say chase Johnny down the street and keep grabbing him. It doesn't say be his daddy and parent him. Because I was his daddy, I already would have been scared the hell out of him. And he wouldn't even be worrying about escaping out of the door anyway, period. Even if it's to save his own life. Dead ass at my kid, I would beat the hell out of him. You want to jump? You'd be afraid to move. I'll whip you. You get up out that seat, I'm beating the hell out of you. You can call the police, I'll beat their ass too.
You gonna beat everybody, huh?
Everybody ass. Caught Mike Tyson, I'm beating him too.
Go to sleep.
I'm beating everybody. Call Jesus, he come down, I'm beating him too. Lord, this is my house.
Shut up.
And that gave me the right to whip your ass.
Shut up, go to bed.
That's all I need. I'll beat everybody. But that's the boy, right? He'll be afraid to do it. But his parents is not willing to do it because namely they white. They don't do that. They don't put the fear of God in their kids because they don't fear God. Black people do. They fear God. They fear guns too. They fear the outside world. So we beat that into our kids. That's why they don't see them eloping like that. They'll run outside the hallways, but they ain't running down the street. They're like, oh no, I'm about to stay in this building because my mom and dad come in here. They're going to whoop my ass in front of everybody, including the police. Like, oh, you about to take me to jail? Hold on. Now y'all can take me.
Good night.
But hold on. I'm about to finish. Gotta give it 30 minutes. Give it half an hour.
Good night.
But yeah, I'm just saying. It's not just taking prayer out of schools that cause a lot of things. That's the main point of this. You know, not just taking prayers out of school. Right? It's more than that. It's about, you know, taking prayer out of school. Not just that. It's about, you know, we having kids grow up without having much discipline. Because we don't have time. That's what I'm going to tell you real truthfully. We don't have time to discipline. Millennials don't have time to discipline. We got 2-3 jobs to work. If not, both parents have 2 jobs to work. If you have both parents in your life, you're a good one if you do. But guess what? Both of them working. If they work in one job, they're working 80 hours plus. How are you going to have time to actually spend time with your child? You don't. So you're going to go and try to find that missing piece somewhere else. That lack of discipline, because they don't have any discipline. They're going to grow up and have to learn that the hard way. That everything doesn't plan out your way.
Sure don't.
That you think you know something, and then you walk into finding out, right? And you know what I mean when I say that. You walk into finding out. Meaning you fuck around and you find the fuck out. You know, we all gotta do that, learn that the hard way. Especially children. You walked around, fucked around, you found out there's nothing good happens. And something bad wound up happening and you get scarred for life. Hey, try to warn you, but you thought you know everything. You don't. Welcome to the real world. You're only 10 years old. Hey, talking about dominant. Hey, learned a lesson. Now you're free. Got fear. Well, maybe you need to have that good, healthy amount of it. Right? When it comes to gun violence, the assault weapons ban.
When you expired. Got people that don't care, that are lobbied by the NRA exactly. And all the gun
nuts,
pro gun people.
Yeah,
you're gonna why would we pass laws to prevent mass shooting?
Exactly. When every time a school shooting or mass shooting happens, I make millions of dollars. It's people I really don't care about, don't see, don't know, don't really give a damn.
Is she calling me? You calling me?
Yeah, go over there.
I don't think she called me.
Just go find out. But the thing...
She?
Yeah, I told you. She's calling.
Shit.
Don't look at you.
No, I was...
And that's the point. You know, the assault weapons ban failed, expired, and now you got people with the ability to have the most dangerous type of weaponry known to man possible.
Right.
You can have a bazooka. That's not a lie. You can have a bazooka with not inert, but actually armed rockets. What does a citizen need with rockets? And a bazooka.
Right. Why are you even allowed to buy one of those things?
You say, well, I need to protect myself from governmental tyranny. If anybody ever says that, they don't need to have a gun. Because their brain don't work. What am I going to do with my AR-15, you know, 200-300 pound, rotund behind, non-athletic behind, going to do to an 18-year-old, highly athletic, you know, linebacker like Ray Lewis with the state-of-the-art technology? Nothing. You know, Bubba in Texas think he gonna get his 320 pound behind up out of his couch and start rolling around like he John Wick. But forget the fact that, hey, John, you didn't survive being hit by a damn drone. Yeah. What you gonna do in a drone that's about 2,000 miles up in the air? You can barely see it. It's a speck. And it's dropped a missile on you. That wipes out your whole neighborhood. Nothing. What you gonna do when the tanks start rolling down your street? Nothing. And the most people who talk about governmental tyranny are the ones who support it. Conservatives. Republicans. Just look what they did when Donald Trump was in office. During the summer when they had their protests. Allowing people in unmarked uniforms and render vans to just snatch people off the street on television. Saw a girl just skateboarding. Grabbed her, snuck her off the street right in front of CNN. No name tag on them. Covered up to the teeth, can't see nothing. Not even their face. And what they do? Good job, Trump. Law and order. While Kyle Rittenhouse goes and literally murders somebody, and he gets speaking deals at colleges.
Which is crazy.
So, fuck the governmental tyranny bullshit. If they say they didn't need a gun to stop governmental tyranny, you're the one who's going to lose your right to have it. Simply put. Because you don't believe in that shit. That's why I need an assault weapons ban. All these countries that have it.
First of all, you shouldn't, as a regular citizen, shouldn't be able to buy an assault rifle, period.
They like to lie and say you need it for hunting when really they don't.
You don't even then. Because you shouldn't even be able to buy it for a hunting
because person. What you going to do with it anyway? All I need to stop a bear. Well, maybe you shouldn't be living next to a motherfucking bear. For one. And two, a shotgun works pretty much good as anything else. And trust me, you shoot a damn bullet at a damn bear, they're going to run away from you most of the time anyway. If they don't, it ain't gonna matter if you have a goddamn RPG, that motherfucker's tearing you apart. Sorry. Just be real with it. You pulling up with a Kamehameha wave, it's not gonna matter. He tearing you apart. So AR-15 or not, what I need for home defense. Where you living at, where you gotta spray and pray. What type of ops are you dealing with? Maybe you shouldn't be dealing with the illegal activity you're dealing with.
Right.
Well, you don't know. It can be a random. I've been living in Baltimore City, the most violent city, and have yet to come across somebody putting a gun at me.
Well, that's not speak for that man.
I'm 33 years old. Worked at multiple places. A lot of schools. Yet to happen.
Thank God.
Why though? A lot of times you, my business ain't fucking with you. Have you noticed that though? A lot of people, if you don't, you know, getting people in business, that's why a lot of black people do a lot of things like that. They don't mess with people. Karen gonna mess with somebody. Hey, don't do that, guys. Stop it. Stop fighting. And get a bullet in you. I'm sorry, that's not part of me. That's not my business. I ain't dealing with it. Let them fight. Let them do whatever they want. They pull a Glock at each other. They shot each other dead. Oh, what the hell happened? Hey, I'm alive though. Seriously. But like I was saying, a lot of other countries have put some type of common sense gun laws into effect to a point where some people, I think it's maybe in Japan, or something, one of those Asian countries, the cops don't even have guns. You heard me right. Cops don't even have guns. You're dealing with more knife attacks than anything else. And let me tell you, here in America, if you're dealing with knife attacks, and that's going to be the biggest thing, it's going to be a problem, that's going to be a blessing. Because guess what? Let me tell you. You're not killing 25, 35, 45 people within like 2-3 minutes with a knife. You moving like Flash to be doing that. And that ain't good, because you don't want to kill yourself and cutting your hand. And if the cops are the ones that got the guns, and you only the person that got a knife, just saying. Well, Trey, you know, cops, that's the point. Cops can turn bad. Yes, that's what you want. Because you know there's something gun going on, that means the police officer or former police officer, somebody that both had the right to have that gun doing it, so it's going to be a small list. You can easily find them, deal with them. Well, dealing with the black market, that's a good thing. Because guess what? You ain't going 1-800 black market. You ain't going on Google and putting on black market. You ain't going your Google Maps and say, all right, let me go here and put the black market in and go drive down the street to the black market. It's hard to get to the black market. And then after you get there, you got to deal with the fact you're dealing with somebody that's real. Because 90% of the time, it's going to be a cop. Trying to get an easy bust. They do it all the time. That's how they catch a lot of pedophiles. Make it seem like you're talking to a high school girl and it's a 45-year-old grown man who's been on the force about 10, 20 years. A grizzled man with gray hair. Who done this for the like 10th to 20th, 100th time. Same damn avatar. Same damn questions. He's cutting and pacing. All the responses and everything. Because he's done it so long, is it got routine. Probably on the phone with his wife and his grown children while actually trying to catch you. He's not even paying attention to the responses. He's cutting and pacing like he normally do. All right, this question is here, and he answered it. All right, get the answer for this question. It's so easy and routine. That's what you want with guns.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be so easy to be able to get a gun like it is now.
No, it shouldn't.
Like, look how hard I'm struggling to get a vehicle. Look at all the maintenance and money I got put in to keep up with a vehicle. Now, compare that to a gun. I can go buy a gun like I can easily go buy a PlayStation. Matter of fact, it's easier to buy a gun than it is a PlayStation. It was harder for me to get this PlayStation than it was to get a gun. Now, which one's a more deadlier weapon? This PlayStation or a gun? The thing that's meant to kill people. Versus the gun. You telling me the only thing I do, if I really wanted to, pass like some online test online for being able to get a gun, and then go into a gun shop and buy it? Mm-hmm. Only thing stopping me is my paycheck?
Which is crazy.
That's crazy. It shouldn't be that. My paycheck shouldn't be the thing stopping me from getting a gun and being able to kill people. There's no real waiting period. 3 days waiting period. They're not going to search my social media. Which, again, you should be allowed to. I know people saying, oh my God, getting them access to people's social media, that's dangerous. Why? Why? Well, it's an invasion of privacy. How? How private is you sharing your opinions and ideas with 100 or so or 1.5 million people? You know, I'm very secure in myself. I want to make sure it kept private with me and my 1.5 million followers. Yeah, think about that again. Yeah, you had every access to your damn social media from every bit of it, from the beginning to the end. Yeah, they should. If you can share it online, it should be, it'll be searched and easily picked up by the proper authorities. But you know, they can do that. They can pick up your search engine and search sites and things like what. You know, what you gonna worry about? I look at porn like everybody else. Yay. Oh, you want to see what type of porn I look at? All right, let me show you the hentai I look at. Let me show you the black porn I look at. Trust me, you're going to see that you got a big round booty.
Okay, move on.
I mean, hey. What? What are you afraid of? What you're afraid of, most of the people who are like that are afraid because they're going to find things like the fact that you like to talk about abusing your wife and you have a bunch of guns, that you cheated on your wife and now your spouse or your mistress is trying to get you to, you know, eliminate her. And you don't want stuff like that coming out, because then they will be able to take your gun away. You won't be able to have your gun. The fact is, you abuse your damn wife, abuse your girlfriend. You're an abusive, verbally, mentally, and emotionally abusive person. And you shouldn't have the gun. Because most of the time, those type of people that are afraid to do that. Hey, oh, so that's how it is. I expected so. That's the things that deal with them, that deal mostly with the mass shootings. The fact that idiots have access, unlimited access to unlimited type of weaponry.
Right.
That the average citizen is have more deadly weaponry and more armed than our United States military when we get an unlimited budget to. We're talking about guns related, not the fact when it comes to technology. They have more guns than the United States military. Shouldn't be. Because we're not calling on citizens to protect us. We never will. The chances of us having a land warfare is zero. It is. People like the society say, well, it's a possibility. It's not a possibility. It's zero. The logistics is just too crazy. And we have too many allies that's willing to put their lives on the line for us. It's just logistically impossible. So who you're fighting? Who are you preparing to fight for? Who are you trying to attack? Other than your neighbor, who happened to be black or brown or Latino. Right? Because the only people who talk about civil war are conservative, white, racist conservative people. And those individuals shouldn't have a gun. And they're afraid that if you do a background check on them and be able to do things like that, a simple background check, you'll find out that they're racist, that they're bigoted, that they're sexist, that they're homophobic, xenophobic individuals. And they don't have the right to have a gun. They should never have a right to have a gun. Period. That's the point. That's the real point. Because they know that average people, average Americans, we don't really worry about having guns. We know we're safe. There's no invasion happening. It got to a point where Fox News had to call, you know, women and children, 5-year-olds, you know, an invasion. I remember vividly a woman went down there thinking she's going to see an invasion and seeing, you know, basically homely people bum rushing the damn, you know, border to try to get past because the guy tried to outrun the cartel. Like, root yourself. Oh, well, they letting so and so pass. They're not letting anybody pass. I'm sorry to tell you.
They not.
If you thinking that criminals are coming past the southern border, they're not. They're coming through airports. Why? Because it's easy. I'm a criminal. I got a lot of it. Called money. If I'm a foreign adversary like China, I'm not going to send you down the southern border to try to come through. Right. And I can easily swipe a goddamn card and let you come across on a Boeing 747. in first class. I'm like, what the fuck? You don't understand that shit? They just use your brain cells for 5 seconds. The easier thing is always least resistance. I'm going to have more time hustling, bustling, and have to get through TSA than I had to deal with the southern border. It's going to be so easy with TSA. I'd rather have that. All right, so you got to go to TSA, take your shoes off, any metal things out of your pocket, and walk through. Hey, I got enough money. I don't even have to worry about TSA. You'll be on a private jet anyway, meeting with one of the foreign, with one of the politicians, mostly the Republicans. Wave hands. Don't forget that's what Donald Trump did. He met with Al Qaeda. At the White House. Oh man, he met the White House directly. You met with, you know, Kim Jong-un to have had a love affair. Gay man. And that's why he don't love his wife. He's in love with a small Asian man.
He's stupid. Be quiet.
He did. He said he had a love affair. He gay. That's why Melania don't grab his hand. I don't want to grab his nasty little hand either. Been up Kim Jong-un's behind. And eating Vladimir Putin's behind too. Breath smell like it.
Look, alright.
They say he stank. He got an odor around him. That is true. They say he had an odor around him.
Alright, cool
bit. Alright. But enough about that. I'm about to go and bring this one in because I know she want to get on the game and whatnot. But the point is, it's simple like that. Prayer didn't cause all this. Having prayer didn't cause all this. It's a lot more than one thing. All because one thing is gone doesn't mean that that's the main thing. Always pay attention to certain things. If it's a direct cause and effect, like I said with the, you know, assault weapons ban. Well, yeah, you know, you couldn't get a bunch of assault weapons beforehand. And school shootings and mass shootings and homicides went down. Now you can't, and they went up skyrocketing. Well, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That's because of correlation and causation. Guns.
The ability to get them.
Exactly. Guns and the ability to get them. Prayer has nothing to do with guns. I can pray that every gun is gone. But since my faith don't have any work around it, it's dead. On arrival. No. The fact that parents these days are more trying to be friends with their children. They don't want to parent their children. They're looking more for a daycare center than they do an educational facility. They don't discipline their children at all, period. Nor does the school discipline the children at all, period. They're more likely trying to get away with a damn lawsuit because everyone trying to find that get-rich-quick scheme. And then just blaming it on the school is going to be something else they can deal with. And none of the schools are willing to, you know, stand up for their teachers and shit. You're going to have the situation you have with schools like it is right now. Where students don't give a damn about the teacher and what the hell they say because they've been told, don't listen to your teacher. Listen to yourself. If you want to do something, just go and do it. The teacher does not control you. You control your own self. If you want to go to the bathroom, get up and go to the bathroom. If you want to go outside and talk with your best friend, go outside and talk with your best friend. If you don't want to listen to the teacher and do your homework, don't do your work. I don't worry. That shit don't matter. It's what parents tell their kids today. Well, you know what's going to wind up happening. You're going to do it. And then you're going to come to your teacher and say, well, why is she failing? She don't do her work. They should say that. They're going to say, well, we're going to try to find out, see if we can find ways for her to get her grades up. Why am I making more work for me to do? If I'm gonna teach, I'm gonna say, well, dumbass won't wanna sit in class. You raise, like, you call her dumb? I'm calling both of y'all dumb because you don't discipline your kid. Go ahead and call a person up there and say, well, they called me a dumbass. I have recorded. And I have all the work to show. She don't sit down and do it. I cannot raise your child. If you're afraid to raise your kid, put it in foster care. That's what you should say. Tell them. Don't be afraid to lose the job, because guess what? They don't want to stick up with you. Fine. It's easy to go on fucking CNN and plead your case any damn way. And if you're black, it's even better.
Bye, Trey.
But yeah. Sorry I had to go off on a limb on here. But that conversation really, you know, sparked a lot in me. Because it's not just prayer being removed from schools that's causing a lot of this. And then to try to save with guns, you know, mass shootings, definitely has nothing to do with it. Mainly it's because if one person's going to pray to pray, and the class is going to be to pray the Christian prayer, you're going to have people in there that's not Christian. You're going to have people in there that's atheist. You're going to have people in there that's Buddhist, that's Shintoist, that's Muslim. And all of them don't pray the same way you pray. And we shouldn't be, you know, promoting a religion anyway. Because separation of church and state. And that's a big thing. Because if you allow for a church to be able to intermingle with, you know, politics, that's even more corruption. Because now you're going to have people doing things and they saying, well, you got to do it because God told me to tell you to do it. And that's scary. Because we've been through that already with the Crusades. Murdering a bunch of people because they had a different religion, and some random dude saying you can do it and get away with it because God told me to tell you that. And that's the number one thing that can cause a lot of death, because you said God gave you a clean slate to do it. And with conservatives, they looking for that exact language, that exact statement. Oh, so and so from this church told me to go ahead and start the Civil War. You know, they told me to start the Civil War. Hey, finally, I can start killing people.
Sure.
No, that's how they are. They're like, finally, I can start killing people. God told me I can do it, and I'll be able to go to heaven too. Oh, yay. That's why I don't want to intermingle church and state, church and the government. Even with Christianity. Because your version of Christianity is completely different than mine. And it doesn't even have to be for a certain denomination. You both can be non-denominational Christians. I've been there. And it was hard for me to defend. Because I used to say that, you know, gay and lesbian people are going to go to hell. And I was in high school. I was a conservative. Because it all starts in high school. You're always conservative in high school. And then you learn a little better, because you start to develop empathy. You start to develop critical thinking skills. You start to realize, why am I hating this person and they had nothing to do with me? You start to realize, well, the Bible does say love your neighbor like you love yourself. It does say that treat immigrants as if they're native born. It does say about this man literally called himself love. So how the heck am I hating? Uh-huh, there you go.
I was
leaving. I'm playing.
No, actually, what's that?
But seriously, like I said, how am I going to hate on people and I'm supposed to be following a dude who literally calls himself love? How am I supposed to be in his image? I mean, seriously, you can read it. It's in the Bible. He calls himself love. If a dude wanna say that, you should not come out and say, well, you know, I hate this person, I hate that person, I hate that person, I hate that person, this person's going to hell, the person's going to hell, you should kill this person, you should kill that person. Wait, didn't he say you should not kill? Like, the number one thing before you even have worship of any other god, commit adultery, you know, stealing, the one thing you should not do is kill. Isn't that the first one? Out of all the commandments?
Yep.
The very first one God sketched into stone. He said, this is so important that I do not care if you want to have another God before me. You better not kill.
Stop yelling.
Because he did that already with the first sin, didn't he? So, make sure y'all understand this. Y'all did this wrong the first time. So I want to make sure y'all know 100% this time. Do not kill. So why you want to kill people? Why you want to kill people? Why you want to kill people? Right? And you see, that's a different thing between Christianity. Conservative Christians are okay with killing it. As long as they're black, brown, or homosexual, LGBTQ, or somebody just don't like, oh, they good killing. While you have the Democratic version, progressive version, that's just open, allow everybody to be in. All right, you gay. He doesn't talk about it in the Bible, who you should have sex with. You don't care. All
right.
You know, he don't care. Because the thing is more important is the soul, not the flesh. We don't care about the body. Hmm. Thought that the most precious thing, didn't he? The most precious thing you have is your soul. That's why he called you a living sacrifice. Because what you're sacrificing to him, that most precious thing you have, your soul. And how you do it? By living the way he wants you to live and worshiping him. Yeah, kind of makes sense. Two different versions of Christianity, two different ideology.
Hmm.
One says you should line people up that you don't like and shoot in the back of the head. They literally said that, conservative staff ass church. I talked about it on the podcast already. Played it multiple times and he said it. Line them up and be shot in the back of the head. Democrats, be loving, open, caring. How about the needy? So no, we should not be allowing prayer in schools. Because I don't know which one of Christianity you got in your mind. The one that tells you to shoot people in the back of the head? Mostly those white rural areas do. Or the ones with those black schools and those black inner city schools and deals with the, you know, black churches that will tell you to be loving and caring and how about the needy? One of those you want praying to people, one you don't. Because one, which if one praying for, ain't the same as what the other one is. So that's why we say keep it out, so we can keep, we can know who's being affected by it. Johnny goes to this church here, Steadfast Church. We know he can talk how to heal people. You know, Michael goes to the black church here. He's being taught how to take care of people and love people and be accepting of people. Okay. We know it can be the school shooter. Well, this can be why in the podcast. You know, she's on her phone playing on the games and watching videos and whatnot. So, I'm going to go ahead and call it a day. Thanks for listening to me rant. Later, guys.
I called.